We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Entertainment Schmig.
Jen taking the day off today. She'll be back tomorrow with all your Schmig, so I'm handling the Schmig duties. Last night on The Voice, Tim Convy watched it.
I did.
Lance Hildebrand.
Sorry, I was trying to catch something.
Did you watch Kennedy Holmes last night?
I did, yes.
Okay.
She had a solo performance and a duet.
Yeah. So the duet she did first, and she did it with Regan Strange. And Regan Strange is the one that was under all the controversy because she had the robe on and she was too ill to perform last week. People online very upset they paired Kennedy with Regan because you could vote on the duet as well as voting for the individual.
Got it.
But in order to vote for Kennedy for the duet, you had to give a vote to Regan too. A lot of people unhappy. Think Regan should have left last week because she couldn't perform to save herself. But when Kennedy came out for her solo performance, she did a song from The Greatest Showman. Kevin was very excited.
It's This Is Me.
Won't let them break down to dust. I know that there's a place for us. For we are glorious. When the sharks words wanna cut me down.
It was pretty incredible. It's very show Broadway. Yeah. It was really good. I thought there were a lot of great performances last night.
Yeah, I agree. They got the audience involved in
They all changed shirts.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And I thought the duet was fun, too. And I like how the joke about how they're going to go on tour someday and it's going to be the president's tour.
Kennedy and Reagan. It was very cute. Well, tonight, four people go home.
Really?
Yes. Wow.
And then we're down to
four. The final four. Yeah.
Oh, wow. The final four. I hope next week they do Christmas songs.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Could they ever do that? I don't know. Maybe they don't get involved. But that one Kimberly Joy, she sings a lot of gospel. I don't know. We'll have to see. But cross your fingers. We're hoping Kennedy makes the top four.
Like I said, this is my first time watching an episode this season. And I think Kennedy's head and shoulders.
Oh, my God. Yeah. She is as good as any artist now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Agreed. I mean, it's interesting, too, because last week watching it with my wife, she watched the one last week where she came out and did the whole dance routine, you know, with the Meghan Trainor song, If I Was You. And she's like, my wife watched it, was her choreographer last year. She said, that's the Kennedy I know. And if you, it's interesting, too, because all the other people just stand there and sing, or they sit
and that's
sing.
Hard to dance she and sing.
She can move.
Yep.
And sing and still sound good.
She's really the most well-rounded of the whole bunch.
Oh, yeah. And she's 14. Just turned 14. All right. That's on at 7 on Channel 5. Then you have Supergirl. It's the Superman, Supergirl, Help Fight the Bad Guy, crossover event with the Flash and the Arrow.
And my friend Dave, who we've talked to before, his wife plays Lois Lane.
The guy that's on A Million Little Things.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't get that for buying a turlet, but
I know. He knows so many neat people.
But it still hurts.
I know the guy married to Lois Lane on the CW.
But he's
Supergirl.
On a show too. Darcy Lynn, My Hometown Christmas. She won America's Got Talent season 12, and then Hollywood Game Night, a special holiday edition. Andy Cohen is getting in on the begging Bryce Harper to go to the Cardinals. Here's the video that he posted.
Hey, this is a message for Bryce Harper. Dude, I know you're meeting with the Cardinals this week. Choose us. Amazing franchise. The fans in St. Louis are one of a kind. We are ready for you. Tell your wife, Kayla, if she wants to be a Real Housewife, I'll consider Real Housewives of St. Louis. We are ready to go. We're fired up, dude. Oh, I called you dude again. Bryce Harper, come to St. Louis.
All right. Real Housewives of St. Louis.
It's a solid offer.
I know.
He's doing his part. Everybody's got to do their part if we're going to pull it off. I'll tell you that.
Okay, who do you think is the best Santa in any movie? They just pulled 2,000 adults, asked people the favorite Santa in a movie. It was done in Britain, so it's going to be skewed British.
Who was the one from the original Miracle in 34th Street?
That's who won. Richard Attenborough.
No,
He is the best.
Well, he's the second one. I'm talking about the original one, the black and white one.
Oh, the black and white one is the best.
Yeah.
That was, I want to say, Edmund O'Brien?
He was good.
He was very good. He kind of set the bar. But I would agree, Richard Attenborough.
Tom Hanks, number two, Polar Express. Tim Allen in The Santa Claus. Ed Asner in Elf.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
And then Santa Claus, the movie, a British movie, David Huddleston rounds out your top five.
Wait, Santa Claus, the movie, is the one with Dudley Moore, right?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
And according to the poll, millennials prefer a Santa who's funny, while older people like a Santa who's magical, kind, and jolly. And the first Home Alone didn't even make the top 10 for the best Christmas movie in this poll. Home Alone 2 did, though. Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
This is crazy. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You going to be 25 years old next year.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
That's crazy. But this is even more crazy. This week it landed at number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100, which is the highest chart position it's ever had.
That was amazing.
Can you believe that? It's only the second time it's been in the top 10.
How is that possible?
Last year it broke in at number 9 finally after all these years and became her 28th top 10 hit. It tied her with Stevie Wonder, by the way, for 7th place all time on the list.
Wow.
Pretty cool. And speaking of the Hot 100, Ariana Grande's Thank You Next continues to be number 1 on the Hot 100. And it just got the biggest streaming week ever for a female artist.
Nice.
That is Entertainment Schmig, your second Schmig with plenty more at 8:40. And you can see a bunch of stuff online. Kevin put a couple trailers up, like the Godzilla thing. Chrissy Teigen's dad got her face tattooed on his arm. Kennedy Holmes' performance is up there. Andy Cohen's video is up there. He's bothered by the Chrissy Teigen tattoo.
I'm just like, I don't know.
What are you doing?
Dad? All right.
That's at 198.com right now. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
And I stand corrected, sidebar. I was half right about the Santa Claus in the original Miracle on 34th Street. It was Edmund Gwenn.
Entertainment Schmig.
All right, before we get to all your Schmig, we want to welcome our friend, comedian Greg Warren.
Hey, guys.
Good to see you, Greg. Greg brought us Christmas cookies.
Fantastic.
Tins and tins of Christmas cookies.
I did.
Lance, there's something here for you, too.
All right.
I recommend the chocolate cookie with the peanut butter chips. My mom used to make these when I was little.
It's the first time I made them.
You never see these anymore.
Yeah.
I see chocolate chip cookies everywhere. But these are like an old school.
Man, they're tricky. They are tricky because it's like they tell you that you're supposed to only let them, don't overbake them. So I was like, okay, I was panicking about overbaking. And so I pulled them out at 9 minutes when it said, well, that was just dough. It was just dough. Mm-hmm. So I had to throw away a batch.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So if you guys are out there and you're making these Reese's cookies, we're looking at 12 or 13 minutes probably.
Now on to Schmig.
That's not entertainment. I mean, right? That's,
yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Ish. Let's talk about the Critics' Choice nominations. They were released yesterday. I'm just going to give you the big ones. Best Picture, Black Panther, Black Klansman, The Favorite, First Man, Green Book, If Beale Street Could Talk, Mary Poppins Returns, Roma, A Star Is Born, and Vice.
That's half the movies that came out this year.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
That's it.
And that's not even Best Comedy. There's like a comedy. It's really ridiculous.
Too many.
Best actor, Christian Bale for Vice, Bradley Cooper, Willem Dafoe, Ryan Gosling, Ethan Hawke, Rami Malek, and Viggo Mortensen.
Hmm.
And then Glenn Close, Emily Blunt, Olivia Colman, Toni Collette, Melissa McCarthy, Lady Gaga. Best comedy series, Atlanta, Barry, Good Place, Kominsky Method, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Maisel. Yeah. Rhymes with nasal.
The Middle, One Day at a Time. One Day at a Time.
It's back on Netflix. Yeah.
And that Creek show that I can't say the first word.
Oh, yeah.
And I did see that, what's her face, from Ozark got a Best Supporting Actress in a Drama Series.
The daughter?
The one that's so good.
She's going to be a superstar.
That little blonde?
She's got to be a superstar.
Ruth.
Yeah. That's her. She was nominated. I mean, right? Yeah. She's so good in that.
Julia, what is it?
Julia something. I don't have it written down.
Roberts, I'm pretty sure.
I'm Garner? Pretty sure it's Garner.
Yeah.
Isn't it? She's close. Also in
this. Louis Dreyfus?
She's also in this Dirty John show on Bravo and looks completely different. I didn't recognize her at first.
Yeah, that's not, like those great actors. Jennifer Lawrence, she did that when she first started, you know?
Yeah, she had a bunch of different looks. Yeah. Okay, now let's talk about your very favorite Christmas movie of all time. And there's a tie for America's favorite Christmas movie of all time. You decide.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Wonderful Life and A Christmas Story.
Mm.
Ooh. Oh, not Miracle on 34th
Miracle,
Street?
No. 34th Street? That is a four-way tie for fifth.
What?
Yeah, but just out of those two, A Christmas Story and It's a Wonderful Life, what's your favorite?
I feel guilty going with A Christmas
Story. You can go with A Christmas Story if you like it better.
It's such a life-affirming...
Okay, I'm going with It's a Wonderful Life. I like it so much better.
God, that's a tough
Christmas
one.
Christmas Story.
I would have to say It's a Wonderful Life.
You already said it.
Then I'll say it.
Did Ernest do a Christmas song? He did not make the top. That's even mentioned.
It saved Christmas.
Lance, you're the tiebreaker.
Wonderful Life.
All right. And then a tie between Home Alone, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation for number three. Elf, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, Miracle on 34th Street, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer all came in at number five.
Which Grinch?
It doesn't specify.
See, that's
probably the special. That's so much, I mean, because it's concise. It's the first one, first in wins.
Yeah.
None of the... none of the Hallmark movies?
No, unfortunately. I did
you have to have a budget over $70.
Quite a cast in one that AMC was running. Randy Travis and Connie Selica. I believe it was A Christmas to Remember
I think we skimmed through that one and saw that one. There was one last year that I saw, and man, I can't remember the names of them, but it had Howard Hessman and Chevy Chase.
I saw that the other day.
They both looked not very good.
Yeah. So on one of your decades TV.
It was a new movie like made within the last 2 years.
Yeah, the one I'm talking about, made in the last few years.
I think Ion, they replay the Hallmark stuff.
Oh, so they do?
Yes, so that's where we got
it. I only came in here just because I wanted to hear Courtney sing that song with the waitresses. Didn't you memorize
Christmas Rap?
You
know, I know all the words,
The words to that.
Bah humbug, but that's too strong because it's my favorite holiday.
It's amazing.
It's a good song.
My favorite line is, A&P has pride in me with the world's smallest turkey.
I think it
has pride in me because I think that was their slogan.
Listen, I didn't have lyrics.com back in the day. I sat by a boombox and hit rewind play.
And when she had that boombox, she was like walking down the street with her on her shoulder.
I was. 7 miles to school. Okay, let's talk about Kenny Holmes on The Voice. Now, do you know about this little girl from Florissant that's local on The Voice, top eight? She just turned 14 this week.
Whoa.
She is amazing. And they performed last night and they're cutting for tonight. So it's the top four for the finale. And she sang something from The Greatest Showman.
This is me.
14.
I know that there's a place for us. For we are glorious. When the sharks words want to cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me, look out, cause here I go.
Anyway, she is, you should hear her sing The Greatest Love of All.
She's got a, if she's 14, is anybody else that young?
Yeah, there's one other girl, Reagan Strange.
It's going to be between those, they're only going to take one 14-year-old.
Well, there's more to that Reagan story that I can't get into right now because she had a robe on last week because she was ill and couldn't perform. There's a lot. There's a lot there. But tonight we find out.
Like a karate robe? Or was
I'm sick. Here's my sick bathrobe.
Oh.
She could have had a sweater on. They kept cutting her to her backstage.
Tim wears a robe when he plays his morgue or whatever.
His morgue.
Morgue.
Isn't that what it is?
No, it's a moog. Great.
Oh, yeah.
You can see that online at Y98.com. Kevin posted. We'll find out tonight which four will be eliminated. Also online, Andy Cohen with a plea to Bryce Harper to come to the St. Louis Cardinals. Even said that he would be willing to make a Real Housewives of St. Louis starring Bryce Harper's wife. If he decided to sign with the Cardinals. I'm not sure if that's going to do it for him or not. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Tim has a little cookie in his mouth right now because Greg Warren, our friend, comedian, friend, Kirkwood's own, Greg Warren stopped by the studio to bring us some Christmas cookies. Lance, feel free to come on in anytime.
I'm gonna.
Yeah, they're really good. You did a good job.
Feelings are hurt a little bit, Lance. You haven't tried them.
Oh, no way.
He's a famous Amos guy, so unless you can compete with that.
He really
is. I can.
Okay.
Yeah, I can.
I eat famous Amos because that's what's here.
It's true. Yeah. Well, you have fresh home-baked cookies.
I'm in. Yeah. As soon as we guess some birthdays, I'm in.
Yesterday.
Okay, who do we... Tim's going to handle the birthday duties today since Jen's off.
And I'm doing five because I like them.
Okay.
All right.
First up, she's an EGOT
26.
She's an EGOT winner. She's an EGOT winner, and she stars in what we just talked about, One Day at a Time over on Netflix.
Rita Moreno!
Rita Moreno. How old is Rita Moreno?
She looks fabulous, by the way.
She does.
She's not.
She's not. It. 90.
Oh. Ooh, I don't think she's that old.
86?
87.
84.
Courtney?
I said 90.
She said 90. Oh, Lance got it. 87.
Okay.
She looks fabulous.
She does.
Aren't you supposed to stop it when somebody gets it?
Yeah, but nobody
sometimes.
Got it.
Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. You really sometimes. Are supposed to stop
sometimes
it.
Sometimes not.
I make the rules. Okay.
Jen does it differently is all I'm saying.
She doesn't look all like...
No, not at all.
She looks really good.
All right, up next, other end of the spectrum. You know her as Emily in the Pitch Perfect movies. She was in True Grit, and we also play songs by her, Haley Steinfeld.
We might even have her on next week.
Really?
What is it?
She's related to Body by Jake somehow.
That's her uncle.
Yeah, exactly.
That's her
uncle.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's the only thing Greg knows about her.
That's the only thing that piqued my interest.
She's in the new Bumblebee movie. That's
I'm
going to
say
thing.
She's 22.
What's her big...
her song?
Yeah. I can't think of it right now.
I can't either. Cause...
You dance, dance, dance.
No,
that's it. That's definitely it. Yeah.
20.
You say what?
22.
You're right. She's 22. Oh, wow. Stop everything. She's 22.
Good job, Court.
She's the Bumblebee movie. She's promoting that, so we may have her on next week.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Why can't I think of that song?
I can't either.
I'll Keela and the Bumblebee?
Wow, you're going old school there.
Up next,
produced by Starbucks.
It's like 5 years ago.
You know her from Tootsie, Mr. Mom, Young Frankenstein, and she was Phoebe's real mom on Friends. Terry Garr, how old is Terry Garr?
She's great.
She hasn't been anything since 2007. In 2002, she announced that she had multiple sclerosis.
Yeah. Remember, she used to do the commercials for KZK, our sister station.
She did.
Yes.
If you go way back, she was a guest star on an Star Trek episode, the original series of Star Trek.
And then she was Phoebe's mom on Friends,
That's true. She was good in that role,
But too. More importantly, she was the voice of KZK.
Right,
man. She did some kind of thing where she did all the soft rock stations around the country, right? Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Yeah. Terry Garr, darn.
I'm going to say she's 68.
71.
Got it. Stop everything. Wow. 71.
Yeah. I don't think I would have gone that old.
By the way, the Haley Steinfeld song you were thinking of was Starving.
Oh, thank you.
Sing a little of it.
Stop until I tasted you. That's it.
Yeah, that's good. He got it.
Did you see on our Instagram page, Greg, Tim doing a little karaoke at the Funny Bone over the weekend?
I did not.
Well, Bruce Springsteen.
I think you dig it.
He holds the mic like this.
He said professional singer, man. Yeah.
Thank you, Greg.
He had a record deal.
Was it more?
He was on keyboards, and he didn't hold a mic when he was with doing stuff with the band.
Right, but when I do, I like to do it with class and style.
Oh, boy. Guy knows what he's doing, man.
All right.
Trust me. I'm as hard on Tim as anybody, but when it comes to singing, you know what? He's good.
Yeah. He's a good singer.
Yeah. Oh,
talking
boy.
About the mic handling.
All right, we got two more. Ryder Strong. Remember Ryder Strong? He was Sean on Boy Meets World.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. I remember that.
Was he the brother, the older brother?
No, he's the best friend.
He all right, his buddy.
He's 39. Let's move on.
I was going to say, like, yeah, 37.
Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue.
Oh, boy.
62.
Is he that old?
No.
Man, they all don't.
He wrote all the songs.
None of them look
he's
good.
The guy.
Yeah.
A lot of drugs on Nikki Sixx. A lot 58. Of drugs.
58. Yeah, okay.
63?
You're not. Nobody's guessed it yet.
59.
Greg?
I said 62. Try to listen up.
Nikki Sixx is 60.
We all were around it.
We're close.
A lot of good ones today. Anyway, if you're celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday.
Nikki 60.
I almost said it.
You're a pro. That's why.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.